Views on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle, and our co-host, Ron Lim, is not with us tonight, but we have three wonderful guests in the studio tonight. One's probably not going to join in, but for sure, Lenny, our regular co-host, is here, as
Hi.
Always. And we have Katie, who is often in the studio with us tonight. Welcome both of you, all of you, all
Thank
three
you.
Of you.
To well, tonight. Wait, I'm not a guest.
Well, so, okay, so now she's going to make me work. Okay, so Lenny is in the house with us, our regular non-guest person on the show.
I'm Coco.
My co-host. I refuse to say Coco.
Coco.
That's Ron's name.
Coco
thing.
Lenny Matthews.
Yeah, thank you. Tyler and our guest, Katie, who's here with us. And Lakai, my nephew Lakai, who's in the studio with us but not talking. So here we are without Ron, so I kind of have to do his part. So if you... They're laughing at me already. Tonight, if you want to call in and join us on our show, the number here is 530-605-4567. If you don't want to call in and you don't want to be heard on the radio, you can always text me at 707-499-8999.
There we go. We got it. In the bag.
In stereo. And you can also reach us on Messenger at Lenny Matthews or Katie Garrett, and then me, Ask Elle. You can text us on, So anyway, you got that part from us, and I'm going to just jump right into our sponsor.
You
got
to do a station identification.
Oh, yes. Well, why do I need to identify it if they're listening? You already know where you are. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
And it's yours, too.
And it's my talk radio for a couple more weeks. For those of you who have been following us, we are ending this show. We're actually just taking a pause. We're taking a break from the show because of other engagements that are just pulling us in so many directions. We're taking a pause as of April 30th.
So you're saying the band is not breaking up then?
We're not breaking up.
Good.
We're taking a break.
Right.
Is that
solo projects?
Taking a break, not breaking up.
Good.
Tyler.
Yes.
You want to tell us about our sponsor?
Absolutely. Discover the life that you deserve at New Life Discovery Project. New Life Discovery Project is a full life development community whose vision is to provide the most powerful whole life developmental services to those who feel alienated from family, community, society, and have a bondage to addiction, homelessness, incarceration, and other challenging life circumstances. They have a four-module program aimed at providing life skills, spiritual options, and individualized supportive, compassionate care. They believe in treating the core issues to help heal for long-term recovery. Visit them online at newlifedp.org, or you can give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-999-8345, or visit them at 1245 Pine Street in downtown Reading, open from 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And thank you, New Life Discovery, for sponsoring the Ask Elle program.
Thank you so much, Tyler. So tonight's show, we are going to discuss... Listen, before I announce what we're discussing, I have to make a special announcement. It is my grandson's birthday. It's his first birthday.
Woo-hoo.
Yep.
Yay.
Warren Wayne Taylor is 1 year old.
Aww,
today,
so
I'm
sweet.
Missing his birthday party, but I'm announcing happy birthday message to him tonight. Warren, I love you. You are the light of my life.
He's precious.
He is precious.
Love him.
So precious.
Yeah, he's a doll.
He's a doll. Warren, I love you. And to my lovely daughter, Selah, and her amazing partner, Chase, thank you so much for the amazing gift of my grandson. Okay. Can we just talk about him all night? Because I could.
It's fun.
If I could show pictures, tonight's show would be all about that kid.
Does he like dinosaurs, by chance?
I think he just likes everything for a minute.
Oh, good.
Anything's good for a minute, yeah. But he really likes cell phones. Anytime I'm there, he wants my cell phone.
Every kid I know does.
He loves it, but he knows how to swipe. So he's figured that if he runs his fingers across the screen, things happen. And he gets so excited.
And that's why they love him.
Yep. Yes, he does. But I have to say, on their behalf, they do not, like, overindulge him with the phone. They limit, because they don't feel like it's necessarily safe. I'm going to use up the whole first part of our show just talking about that kid.
I know, I hate to go into the subject.
It's easy to do.
It is easy to do. Really. Today's a special day. I love him. And moving on to our topic for tonight, and we're talking about this topic tonight because really it's a relevant topic, especially recently right now, Lenny, for you. We're talking about grief and loss. Yeah. And we're just going to really kind of discuss grief and loss and how you manage it and what the cycle is for it. We've talked about this topic before, but it's been a while. But, Lenny, you've recently, real recently, your story is pretty incredible because you really did a lot for your family, taking them in and then letting them go in a very healthy way back to their home, and then tragedy struck. So I'm hating to put you on the spot, but do you want to share what happened, or should we just go on with the topic?
Well,
sorry guys, I'm kind of putting her on the spot.
No, it's okay. My sis and my brother-in-law had a beautiful farm in Oregon, which I would visit often. And they were very much in love and up in age, so they were just little bent-over farmers, and they were adorable. And
bent-over farmers.
Yeah, you know.
Like those little things you see, the yard ornaments.
Yeah, with a cane hobbling around. Anyway, he was a disabled veteran, wonderful guy, acute PTSD. Mm. So he would get ornery, so consequently we'd fight like brother and sister. But I loved him dearly. We were very close. We played a lot. He had an incredible sense of humor.
Brilliant man, too, from what
you
told me.
Oh, yes. And he took very good care of my sister. She's got MS, so it was just really comforting to know that she had someone that loved her. I honestly have never met a man that adored a woman more than he did my sis.
Special.
So during the rains, they live on the Coquille River.
Now, but I want to back up a little bit because prior to that, they had spent quite a bit of time in your home.
They did. I brought in a family member, one of my sister's children, and was able to actually start him on a recovery program, and he's been clean for almost 6 months after 20 years. So he is adulting, doing extremely well. And he lived in my home as well as my sister.
Yeah, they came down as a family and really participated in a group effort for this.
And I was basically a recovery home. Mm-hmm. He had gone through going through the initial DTs, I guess, for lack of a better term, and then stayed at my house. Because that's what I do, is help recovering people. So, anyway, it worked. I am incredibly proud of this young man. Mm. And so he was well on his way. We got him set up with a methadone clinic in Oregon. He got set up on the Oregon health insurance. And away they went to the farm, which is a great place to finish recovery because it's way out in the boonies. So after 3 or 4 months of them living with me, they left to move on with their life. And it wasn't probably, three weeks?
Oh, my gosh.
A month?
Like it was right on the heels.
Yeah. And my brother
felt like a week right after, but I know it was.
He was crossing a road that was flooded from the Coquille River. It was dark. he saw the water, but he thought it was just maybe, you know, 3-4 inches, maybe half a foot.
Thought he could drive through it. Drive across.
Exactly.
It.
And this man went through, it was in special ops in the Air Force. So he's, we called him Safety Dave. Mm-hmm. So he knew better. And he never would have crossed that road. This is a public road, by the way. He never would
have been marked.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So anyway, he crossed and it was deep enough that, his truck got wet and stalled and he couldn't move forward or back. So, instead of getting out, he tried to start the truck. He stayed too long in the truck. And then it was probably only 4 to 5 minutes before the current of the river pulled him sideways in the river in the truck. Then he was really in a pickle because the force of the water is such that you cannot open your doors. Mm-hmm. And you can't open your windows because they're electric mm-hmm. and the car wasn't running. So we didn't have one of those little devices, mm-hmm. which I recommend everyone carry, mm-hmm. to break the window. And he called my sister and said, I've made a terrible mistake. I am being swept away in the river. And my sister, it was 4:30 in the morning, so she had been sleeping, and she said, get out of the truck and call 911. He said, I'm about to do that. And he didn't tell her at that point that the water was up to his waist. Mm. So, all kinds of things wrong with the 911 call. They should have sent a boat. They didn't. Long story short, 6 hours later, they found the truck, pulled the truck out, and he was on the floor of the truck. And he was gone. So, tragic, mm-hmm. horrible, nightmarish death.
I mean, all of us felt the horror of that. And I'm sorry right now that we have to take a break at that moment.
Okay.
We're going to pause there, and we'll come back in a couple of minutes to continue on our topic tonight.
Okay.
Thank you, Lenny, for
you
sharing.
Bet.
Life is always easier when we make good decisions. Taking care of your vehicle with regular maintenance is a smart decision that will save you money. Going to Premier Oil Change for regular maintenance is another great decision and an easy way to maintain your new car warranty. Drive to Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Come experience fast drive-through service with no appointment required. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And in Anderson, across from Roundtable, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, Financial Advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Attention adventure seekers, save the date for the 30th annual Safari Club International Banquet hosted by the Redding Chapter of Safari Club International on April 27th at the Wind River Resort Center beginning at 5 p.m. Immerse yourself in the thrill of our auction featuring guns, hunting trips, equipment, and breathtaking artwork. Get ready for games and a drawing with fantastic prizes. For more details and tickets, visit sciredding.org. Join us for an unforgettable evening of camaraderie and conversation. See you there.
On this road, I got my girl L. One time.
Good evening. And you're listening to the Ask Elle Show, but if you're listening, you already know that. And I'm Elle. And I'm here with my fabulous co-host, Lenny Matthews. I'm not going to say co-co-host because that's Ron's thing.
Yeah, it's kind of corny.
Okay, yeah. I mean, for him, no. But yeah. For me to say that, it's like,
yeah. Yeah.
You're my buddy. You're my friend.
You're my bestie.
Lenny Matthews. And we have Katie Garrett as our guest in the show tonight. My nephew, Lakai, is sitting here joining us quietly, silently. We have Tyler,
yes,
the producer,
do.
Over there in the booth. And if you want to call in and join us tonight, our number is 530-605-4567. Oh, and in case you didn't know what you're listening to, you are listening to... and Lenny's eyes just got huge. I get a no-no. I don't normally do this. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Thank you for joining us. And Tyler, you're going to tell us about our sponsor.
Yes, I am. New Life Discovery Project. Discover the life that you deserve. New Life Discovery Project is a life developmental community whose vision is to provide the most powerful whole life developmental services to those who feel alienated from family, community, and society because of bondage to addiction, homelessness, and other life problems. They have a four-module program aimed at providing education, life skills, spiritual options, and individualized, supportive, compassionate care. They believe in treating the core issues to help heal for long-term recovery. Give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-999-8345. You can visit them online at newlifedp.com, or you can go visit them at 1245 Pine Street in downtown Redding, California, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Thank you so much, Tyler, for that. And I am just going to take a quick second and once again wish my amazing grandson happy birthday. It's his first birthday, Warren Wayne Taylor.
Yay.
Love you. All right, back to our topic, Lenny. Thank you so much for just sharing with us your story. And tonight's show is about grief and loss, and it's coming on the heels of some pretty big loss that she's experienced, as well as Katie. Recent loss, and I wanted to give you a chance to finish the story you were sharing with us, and thank you for sharing your story.
Well, thank you, Elle, for the opportunity, and the rest of the story is pretty short, but I want to share the light that was at
Wonderful.
The end of all this tragedy, and there was. So I left off where, yes, my brother-in-law did drown in the truck. He didn't make it. So my son and I headed to Oregon the very next day to be with my sister and nephew and band together. All the family flew in and drove up to the farm to support my sister. And we went through that hard week, came back. And long story short, my nephew that is now clean mm-hmm. at 31, mm-hmm. been using for 20 years, is now adulting. He is a fantastic person, sweetest, just the most incredibly golden heart that you'd ever meet. That guy has stepped up to the plate. He is at the farm with my sister. He is still clean. He's taking care of her. He's helping her. They're packing up. They're going to sell the farm. Mm-hmm. And she needs to get out of there because that was their memory.
Mm-hmm.
So the light at the end of the tunnel with this whole thing is, what are the odds that he would come months before that?
Yeah,
get clean after all those years, band together with my family. All of us became this close tribe.
Yeah, these wrapped around each other.
Exactly.
For support.
Yeah, and then launch him off for his new life. Tragedy hits, but by the grace of God, he is there for my sister.
Incredible.
He wouldn't have been 6 months ago.
I have chills.
Yeah.
I don't like the saying, you guys know this, I've said this, I don't like the saying everything happens for a reason.
Right.
But I do turn it around a little bit and say that God makes a reason out of everything that happens.
Yeah.
And I felt, I'm getting chills saying
yeah.
it. You know, it just, it's almost,
breath, like it almost takes your breath away, not in a looking at nature, how it takes your breath away, but this whole story and the whole package of it,
mm-hmm.
how it has played out.
Yeah, it is truly an incredible.
Yeah.
Truly incredible. And we did finally have a service last Friday, the full veteran memorial service. And now we have some closure.
Mm-hmm.
And so family just left yesterday and we're moving forward. And now the healing can begin.
Yeah. Interesting. So. And we're going to talk a little bit about that in a little bit. Before we do, though, Katie, turning to you, I mean, you have a story equally as these stories are paralyzing to me. I remember when we got the news, Lenny, and I didn't know you at the time, Katie, but I certainly shortly thereafter met you, and the circumstances are, they just stop you in your tracks. And so
expect it. And it's true. I mean, life happens. Life does go on because mm-hmm. after somebody's passed, you have to still go on with life.
Are you comfortable sharing any part of your story with us? We'll get started. We'll have to take a break part of the
interview. Okay. So my husband's a pilot, and he was going to fly up to Washington with some friends. Mm-hmm. Got up, normal morning. Love you. See you when you get home. Our normal routine. Okay, great. See ya. Next thing I know, there's a plane crash up there in Benton. And it was him. And I heard it through my son, who lived in Long Beach at the time, heard it on the radio.
Oh, really? Boy.
Billy and Patrick. We're all good friends and stuff. When Trev moved to Long Beach, he always listened to them on his commute to work. So they knew Trevor from Long Beach. And then it just all unplayed. He calls me, you know, the same thing. It's like, no. I'll get up there. You know, I drove up there. It's not going to be. It can't be. Mike's invincible. He's just that way. And there it was. And that whole day just unfolded. And
I,
you know, the normal thing, shock, denial, what?
Disbelief.
Yeah.
How do you process?
Yeah. And then you got, you know, your phone's going off. You're trying to tell your kids. How you tell your kids that,
How do you tell your kids?
Yeah. I mean, first person I call is his brother, Jeffrey, because they're so close and he took over, you know, but still it's just in trying to go down there and say, oh, he's there. He's down there. I'm going to find him.
Right. Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And Ron was there.
Ron came.
And
kept
you.
Ron was my lifesaver.
Yeah.
When they were bringing Mike's body up, I didn't know it. I fought him, turned around for a second, realized, and Ron flung me back around. And because I think that would have added even more to my brain.
The trauma
of it, yeah.
Because that's not something that would go away. That would be something that would be imprinted almost on a...
And I have that little glitch, but I don't because he, you know, he was just there.
He was just right there.
He was,
He
was
Bless
there.
His heart.
Bless his heart,
And, you know, it is. It's tough. And even when we lost my mother-in-law, my first time ever dealing with loss, you know, we've tried to find a positive out of it, and all the siblings got closer. And that was a positive.
Yeah.
And even with my husband passing, I have a grandson now, and I wouldn't have my grandson if Mike hadn't passed. Trevor wouldn't have come home as quickly.
I want to hear that story because that story is, it's quite a story, very similar to yours. Not similar, but in its magnitude, Lynn.
Uh-huh.
Just what happened. So tell us what happened.
So the day Mike passed, there again, my kids were home. Mike's youngest brother lived in L.A., drove Trevor home, got home at 7 that night. Family, same thing, just the family. I have so much family and friends in this community that
you sure do.
Is amazing. And that's been
you
my support.
Beloved.
That is my total support and still my support to today. But Trevor came home, started taking over the business and running things. And that wasn't his plan. He was going to wait another 6 months, come back home. Well, he came home early. And then he met Lindsay, and they got together, and next thing I know, we're having a grandbaby, and it's awesome.
Again, I've got chills. So and in this event, your son comes home early. In that early coming home, he met his partner.
Yeah, he met Lindsay, his partner, and they wind up having Reese. I mean, you know, it was unexpected, but it's still the best gift. And when they told me, I was like, this is the best thing you guys could ever do. Mm-hmm. That is just, you know, and Reese has grown up to know Mike. We show him pictures. He's saying grandpa now. And he will know who he is. I mean, he may not be with us, but I think there's a connection. He sees his pictures. He knows that's, you know, somebody. And Mike's family was just here this weekend, and he went right to the whole family.
Oh. Wow.
So
what a gift for everybody.
It is. It's a gift.
Just remarkable. Remarkable what, Elena, you called it light at the end of the tunnel. I mean, it just is what a gift in the midst of this.
And you try to find something. You got to find something good out of a tragic, you know. And we all lose. Everybody loses somebody every day.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's unavoidable.
It is. It is unavoidable. And it's scary. You still have that fear because, mm-hmm. you know, you don't want that phone call.
Right.
Because
exactly. You know what that's like. That's a perfect place for us to pause, take a break, and be back in a couple of minutes.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Redding on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Good evening. You are listening to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle, and I'm here with my fabulous co-host, Lenny Matthew, who's over lip-syncing to the song she doesn't want it to end. Lenny Matthews, and we have Katie Garrett with us as a guest, and my nephew, Lakai, who you wouldn't know is here, but he's here. Thank you for joining us tonight. If you want to call in and join the show, it is 530-605-4567. Oh, and you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Tyler, you want to tell us about our sponsor?
Yes, I do. New Life Discovery Project, where you can discover the life that you deserve. New Life Discovery Project is a developmental community whose vision is to provide the most powerful whole life developmental services to those who feel alienated from family, community, and have problems with addiction, homelessness, incarceration, and other life challenges, preventing them from experiencing a positive, purpose-filled life. Their program has 4 modules aimed at providing education, life skills, spiritual options, individualized supportive, compassionate care. They believe in treating the core issues to help for long-term recovery. Visit them online at newlifedp.org, or you can give them a call tomorrow morning at 530-999-8345, or you can visit them downtown Reading, 1245 Pine Street, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thank you, New Life Discovery Project, for sponsoring this program.
Thank you, Tyler.
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That. And tonight we have a special announcement. I don't know. I mean, it's an acknowledgement. It's a special acknowledgement for my grandson. It's an announcement. He's my grandson. I would like everybody to know I have a grandson. And his name is Warren Wayne Taylor. Today is his, what are we? Are we doing music?
Why not? You've mentioned it twice, so.
Happy birthday!
Every break.
Happy birthday.
So I think he should be here playing the piano.
Happy birthday, Ward.
Yep, I found that.
Happy birthday. That's so cute. Oh, thank you very much for that, Tyler. Happy first birthday, my amazing grandson, Warren Wayne Taylor. And we have regular guests that listen in to our show faithfully this entire year and a half that we've been on the show. One of them texted me, the Michaels, as they have been aptly named, the Michaels.
Oh, Michaels.
And we call one of them Tom because he's the other Michael. So on behalf of Tom, the other Michael, he would like to wish a shout out to Michael. From Michael,
to
who are separated by 3,000 miles at the moment. Shout out from one Michael to the other Michael. All right. So we're here with guests in the show. Sorry, you guys. I just stumbled all over myself. Katie, you're here. You were sharing your story, kind of wrapping it up about what happened with you. And then the light at the end of the tunnel, Lenny, you did the same thing, sharing your story. I had notes on tonight's topic, but I'm kind of feeling like just tossing the notes and going with, you were saying something as I was getting up and walking out that, coming back around to something after the break, Lenny.
I just, since Katie and I have actually really shared real life stories about very, very close family members in grief, I think it would be kind of cool to help our listeners identify the do's and the don'ts, the right and the wrong of grieving, which Katie and I were just talking. We don't feel there is a right and wrong. There is no rules when
well,
it comes
let me ask
to
you
grieving.
This. I mean, because you bring up a good point, and I know that I've lost family members, but it's been years. And with my mom, it was expected. She was suffering for quite a while. My dad was instant and tragic, but that was in 2005. So I didn't face some of what you guys might have faced, which is, oh, you're still grieving, or people put a timeline on it, or timeline on it. So
I think people try to tell you how to grieve and what to do and stuff, and there's not a there's no rule of thumb. Everybody's going to grieve differently. Mm-hmm. Their loss could be a different way of loss. I mean, I loved my husband very much. He was my partner.
Mm-hmm.
I know some people, they've lost their spouse, but they didn't have that connection.
But it was a different relationship, so
yeah.
a different process.
There's no timeline. There's no rules. You just go with it. People say, oh, you should get rid of their stuff right away.
Mm. Oh, no, no, no.
Mm-mm.
But, you know, everybody's different. Some people, they need to do that.
Yeah.
And
they
feel that way.
They got to get it out.
Yeah. Do what you feel, not...
Going back to your point, Lenny, there's no right way to do it. And
no.
I think that people, I don't know if they're well-meaning or not. I don't know what the point is in telling somebody how to grieve.
Well, for example, my aunties. They're sisters. They've got quite a few years apart, but they love each other. And they're 2 of 4 sisters, so they take care of each other. And my aunt lost her husband of 50 years, 40, yeah, over 50 years.
Wow.
She grew up with him. She married him at 17, 18.
Wow.
So... my other aunt, the eldest, says, I don't understand why you're using the excuse that you you can't do this because Chuck's gone. You should be, it's been a year now, or it's been 2 years now.
That's like,
you
that's
need to
like
quit.
Grief and, on grief.
Well, they're two little old grand, she wants her sister to move along and be okay. And my sister, or my aunt resents the fact that the other aunt is going, why are you still grieving?
Mm.
It's been this
long. That would be hard. That would be hard to maintain a relationship with somebody that's talking to you like that.
So here's the rub. The older auntie that's judging lost both of her children.
No.
Both.
And that's a whole nother.
Oh, no. That's a whole nother level of loss.
And this, you know, she lost her first one when her baby girl was 8 to leukemia. And then her son that was a month younger than me to a massive brain tumor probably 20 years ago. So she looks at my aunt as saying, I have lost both of my sisters, or my kids.
Yeah.
And you still have your kids. Why, you know, if anybody should be grieving, it's me.
Oh, it's a comparison.
Kinda. Mm-hmm. That you've got.
They're comparing trauma.
Yeah.
Or she wants
exactly.
to compare trauma to the other, and you can't do it.
Exactly. And, you know, of course, my aunt that lost her kids is still grieving, and she will forever.
Forever.
I can't even.
So, what would you, Hold on. We're getting a light flashed at us.
We got someone on the line.
Oh, okay. Where's the whiteboard?
Oh, well, the person didn't want me to tell you who it was.
Okay. So we have somebody on the line. I apologize for that interruption. Yeah. The light was blinking, and I knew it wasn't commercial.
I was trying to wait.
This
guy doesn't want to tell you who he is. So.
Okay.
Anonymous caller.
We have an anonymous caller.
Hi, lady.
Hi.
Oh, Ron.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's your co-host to the show, but I'm a little late.
I would say.
Oh, that's funny. Hi, Ron. How's it going? How's your drive?
Okay, good. We're on the road.
Your phone suddenly started working?
No, it's not mine. I'm on Renee's phone.
Oh, you're okay. Hi, Renee.
My phone is dead. Till who knows?
Okay.
I store tomorrow, but anyway. I just want to say hi, and I have not been listening, I'm sorry to say, but I've been busy booking the trailer up and stuff.
I'm moving to Reading.
We know. I'm leaving to Reading.
Just wanted to say hi. We just wanted to say hi. Is it just you two tonight?
It's Katie.
Hi, Ron.
And Lenny.
Oh, I thought
myself
I heard
and my nephew, Lakai. He's listening. He's not. And Tyler, of course.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, hi, Katie.
Hi.
All right. Well, you guys carry on. And we'll talk to you a little bit later.
Okay. We're going to have to carry
and
on without Lenny.
You can listen to the show, too.
Yeah.
Why?
You can listen to it tomorrow when your phone gets working.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
She goes, you can listen to the show. And he said, why?
You're fired.
Oh.
All right.
You're fired. Okay. We're giving you a 2-week notice.
Okay. Hey, thank you for the 2 weeks. All right.
We're firing ourselves, too.
Bye.
Thanks for the call. Okay, now I get it, Tyler.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Right. That was awkward. He said, don't tell him.
I was so distracted by that blinking light because I was looking at the clock, and the clock wasn't
blinking. Yeah, it wasn't on
time.
Yeah,
and there was nothing on the...
Yeah.
Next time, just put the whiteboard up and say, hey, there was a caller, not me.
All right.
Then we know.
I should have said anonymous.
Lenny, you're going to have to... Can you get me back on track with what you were saying? It was good.
I think what Katie and I were talking about was there is no rules in grief.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen to that.
However long it takes.
Absolutely.
The only thing that I would say is if you've gotten to a point where depression has set in to the point where you're debilitated.
Prolonged depression. We're talking about just it's not.
Yes, where you're unable to function.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're in a chemical depression probably, and you need to at least go in and see a therapist, maybe go to a grief group.
Grief group would be good no matter what stage you're in, I think.
Definitely. And
trying to determine when you're clinically depressed would be hard.
Well, you'd have to go to a doc.
Even in the first year,
and if
you're
do a grief group or anything, remember there's different ones. Because I tried it once, and it just wasn't my cup of tea. But I'm also going, maybe it was just the group. They were older ladies.
Right.
You know, when I lost Mike, it was, I was 53.
Yeah.
So everything, you just have to kind of search it out. You have
to search. So if you don't like the group, maybe try other
There are
groups.
Other,
if you want and need that support. I am not the kind of person that grieves in public. I do very well holding up by myself, isolating, feeling that pain in its entirety. I do not want the burden of splattering that on anyone else around me. I don't want anyone to see. And I just give myself permission to be isolated and be alone and go through it. But, you know, I get through it because I'll read my own books. I'll find my own process. I'll do my own internal exploration.
Everything is different for each individual, and you have to find that way, and it takes time. I mean, there were times I'd say, okay, today's not going to be a great day because there's, you know, birthday or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'd be fine.
Oh, that first-year anniversaries. Oh,
you know, that's
first-year everything.
First-year everything.
That's
but
what
it's
I mean,
still,
anniversaries like Christmas. And
you know, it still hits you, and it can go up and down. I mean, a bag of mini bell peppers that Mike, those were his favorite thing. He ate them as a snack every day. Mm-hmm. That can put me in a tizzy.
Well, we're going to stop there and take a break and be back in a couple of minutes.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairs will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, Tobacco and Brew here with a new cigar of the humidor. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Straight from the estate of Don Pepin Garcia comes this excellently crafted cigar. Profound notes of nougat, leather, molasses, and cedar please the palate throughout. La Aroma de Cuba Pasión. Be sure to get yours today. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Good evening. You're listening to the Ask Elle Show. This is Elle, and once again, Lenny is rocking out over there.
Next level lip syncing. Unbelievable.
She's doing good. She looks good doing
it. She looks really good doing it. Good job.
Oh, she's got mad skills. She really does actually have mad skills.
Does
I'm a little bit
skills?
Jealous. Can't go out with her in public. She's a showstopper. So you are listening to KCN. You're on How do I say this?
It's KCNR.
We are KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
And online at KCNR.
Lenny's dying, 1,000 deaths.
Com.
She has been.
Free Fire Radio, your talk radio.
Would you like to do this, Tyler?
Well, I mean, I can if you want.
You just are.
I'm okay. I'm just making fun of you.
Anyway, Lenny's if Lenny was not with us, she'd be rolling over in her grave because she's been in radio for 167 years, and she's just like, I'm breaking all the rules right now. So if you want to call in and join our show, you can
then
call
do
us
it.
At,
then just do it. Just call in, would you?
She's breaking the rules now. I love it. 530-605-4567. And if you don't want to call in and you're shy, you can text to 707-499-8999. Thank you. 8999. 707-499-8999. I think we're taking liberties because we're having fun. We've got a couple of shows left. We're sad to go and just full of silliness. Tyler, tell us about our sponsor.
New Life Discovery Center, where you can discover the life that you deserve. New Life Discovery Project is a developmental community whose vision is to provide the most powerful whole life developmental services to those who feel alienated from community and society because of bondage to addiction, homelessness, incarceration, and other life challenges. They have a four-part program that specializes in life skills, spiritual option, individualized compassionate care, and they believe in treating the core issues for long-term recovery. Visit them tomorrow at 1245 Pine Street in downtown Reading. Thank you for sponsoring this program.
Thank you, Tyler. Appreciate that. And tonight, I have to say, I know this is a surprise, but today is my grandson's first birthday. Happy birthday, Warren Wayne Taylor. I love you. You are the light of my life. Why do we love grandkids more than our own kids?
I don't know. They're the best.
Somebody said that they remind you of your own kids. That's not true. I just love him more.
Very true.
No, I love him as much and more. So that's more. Okay.
It's more.
Who am I fooling?
Different way.
I tell my son that all the time.
I do love him in a different way because there's all this history behind him. I don't know what it is, but I just adore that sweet little guy. And tonight's topic is we are talking about grief and loss and really kind of free-forming it tonight. I mean, I had notes and we had an outline, but I like the way the show is going and just sharing your stories and what grief and loss is like. For you guys have both been through it recently. It's pretty tough stuff. So we were talking about...
No rules no in rules. Grieving.
Thank you.
And I'm looking at your notes, and really and truly, we have covered a lot. Understanding the grief, we've covered all that.
Although there are stages in there, and I would, if we could touch on
stages.
Those, I think that those stages, most people have heard about them. Not everybody has heard about them, but it would be nice to touch on them. We have, you know, not that much time left. Yeah.
Yeah, I was.
Thank you.
What I was going to throw in was once you've had the memorial service or the funeral or the celebration of life, there really is something to being able to start healing. You, that's when you can finally take a breath and say, okay, it's a relief.
I think
it truly is.
Honestly, I'm thinking that I've heard so many people say that, and it was like that for us. When we had that service, it was like, you're putting a pin in it, and now you're kind of giving yourself permission to move on. Sorry for the distraction, Lenny. We have a caller, Wendy.
Oh, if it's a Wendy,
I
think. I hope so.
Hi, Wendy. Are you there?
Hey, it's me.
Hi, Wendy.
Yay.
Wendy of the Kindness Revolution.
Wendy Douglas. And I wanted to throw in, I love the show tonight, and I am a loyal listener, and I try to every chance I get because I love what you guys talk about. But I have long-time grief, and I think that there is no time and there's no way to go through it. My personal experience is 32 years ago I lost my son, and then in 1997 I lost my mom, and my husband was age 36 when he passed away. And here we are today.
Those are heavy hits.
It's a lot to get through, and there are days it'll knock you down, or the bell peppers, Katie, will remind you of something. And it's sometimes some of the littlest, silliest things, but we're still here, and you know we're getting through life and trying to choose happy and go forward and make the most of the things that come, like grandchildren.
So is it like building, I mean, as you're talking, Wendy, I was thinking, okay, so it's still there. It doesn't leave us. Is it like building emotional muscle where you're just kind of learning to lift that weight easier? Or, I mean,
I wouldn't say easier. They say time makes things. So I look at it as, man, they were life lessons. And these people all touched me and gave me gifts that I use today going forward. And mine is the gift of life.
Yeah.
And being able to live. But it takes a lot to get to that point or to move on. Because life carries on. And so, yeah, you just gotta get through it. But my son especially, he gave me a lot of gifts. And one of the gifts he gave me is patience. I have a lot of patience with people and other humans and life in general. And I thank him for those things.
Thank you, Wendy. Yeah. Thank you for sharing. I so appreciate you calling in and sharing with us.
Because all right. Just the long term. Yeah.
It's the long haul grief. We're going to call it long haul grief.
Yeah. That's true.
It doesn't leave you. Yeah.
Thank you, Wendy. We love you, and thank you for listening, and thank you for calling.
All right. We love you. I love you guys, too.
You're one of my wisest, most wonderful friends.
Special person, Wendy.
Yeah.
Thank you. All right. Have a good evening.
Okay. Good night.
You too. So you were touching on the memorial being sort of a point in time on that early timeline, a memorial or service.
I think it marks a spot psychologically where you go, okay, everything's done. You know, I've done all the financial, everything, you know, we've gone through the will or the living trust, or we didn't have that, but the bank accounts are closed or shared. All that is done. Mm-hmm. Everything's done. Now you can take a breath and really be free to grieve and start moving forward, whatever that looks like.
And it's going to look different.
It's just going to look different for everybody.
For everyone. Absolutely. And for yourself as you move through time. Moving forward is going to look. I just remember when my dad passed away very quickly and very tragically, horrifically.
Mm-hmm.
That hit like a freight train. It was getting kicked in the chest by a horse. It's how that felt. It was suffocating. I mean, you just can't crawl away from the pain, as you ladies understand.
You can't.
But the grief process with him was shorter compared to the grief process with my mom. My mom's was a prolonged illness, 18 months. For that might be short in some cases, and for 18 months with her at the onset of her illness to the time of her passing. So it was a softer hit initially, but a much longer lasting and deeper. Almost a more still, but deeper.
I wonder if
grief.
It was because it was your mama.
Well, I was closer to
her. And the relationship was closer, yeah.
I was closer to her. But there had been so much healing that had happened in the weeks and months, even years. As I had kids, there was a lot of healing in my relationship with my father, and he was a good grandfather to my kids. There was so much forgiveness in that. Boy, the way he was to my kids was like, I forgive anything I had that I held against him because he's being good to my kids.
Yeah.
I love my kids. You love my kids. I love you. And he was older and wiser. So there was a lot of healing happening right up until the time of his tragic ending. We had done quite a bit of healing and stuff together. And I was so happy that, oh my goodness, I'm finally at this great place with my dad that I had always hoped I'd be at. And then bam, he was gone.
Yeah,
just ripped out. Mm-hmm. So that felt tectonic, like an earthquake, like just a shake. And with my mom, not so much, but a longer, maybe a slower rumble.
Well, you were more prepared. You processed at a little at a time,
interesting
maybe.
How grief is different. And I really wanted to talk more about the stages of grief, Lenny, and I kind of gobbled up the end of our show with that little bit of a story about the difference in grieving my parents and how that looked.
And losing anybody that we lose in our lives, it's a different process and different. It hits you different.
Yeah.
It's just,
yeah. And siblings.
So
and siblings, yeah.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up our show for tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in and staying with us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.